Hey guys, this is Bubba Wallace driving a 98 Nickelodeon Green Slime Ford Mustang for the NASCAR Xfinity Series, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN on the road with Dane here live in the Allstate Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue. And on the line with us now is one of our favorite drivers, certainly one of the favorite drivers for Chicagoland Speedway, as he is a regular front and center cornerstone part of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle series of races at Chicagoland, this time here to kick off the NASCAR playoffs. He will be the driver of the number 98 Nickelodeon Slime Ford in the Xfinity Series, the one and only Bubba Wallace. Welcome back to WGN.
Thanks, Dan, man. How are you?
I'm good, and you're good. You knew that there was, you know, a little bit of a calm before the storm, no pun intended, because, you know, this is the kind of thing that is exciting. You knew you're going to be able to race and be a part of this race for sure here at Chicagoland, but talk a little bit about the car. We got a chance to see it. This is relatively, you know, new breaking news, but exciting stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great opportunity and just such a fun relationship that has been formed over the last handful of years between Nickelodeon and myself. And Anthony DeCosmo was really leading the whole front there.
Yes.
To get Nickelodeon more involved in the sport and get the brand out there. NASCAR's been pushing their youth initiative for a really long time now, and there's no better way to help out than putting one of the most iconic brands on TV in NASCAR, where us 90s kids like myself can relate to, with especially with the car we have on track for next weekend. Turned out great. With the Ninja Turtles in there, SpongeBob's in there, Rugrats, going way back with them. So there's a lot of cool, iconic pieces on that car, and I'm just excited and thankful for the opportunity.
Yeah, there's some cool stuff with the cars. The Rugrat car is, I guess that's pretty cool, but you absolutely have, and you'd have to, I mean, if you're honest, you can just go ahead and agree with me, but your car is absolutely the coolest. I mean, that paint scheme is amazing. We're going to have some pictures up at WGNradio.com, but I mean, it's always great to race, and you can't always choose, you know, the color scheme of the car or the sponsors or anything, but you really lucked out this time. It looks great.
Yeah, absolutely. Anthony and I were going back and forth, and we would settle on one, and then an hour later, we'd have three different designs to go over, and we'd settle on another, and it was just like a effect that never stopped. And then finally, we were like, okay, we're getting too close to our time. Let's settle on one or two of these, and we ended up picking the green slime, which he's also really trying to incorporate at the racetrack. And for ones that don't know, I think Xfinity and Cup, whoever wins those two races gets slimed in victory lane, so that's going to be pretty cool.
It is going to be cool. I mean, there is no better way to bring kind of the magic, the kind of the just the legacy, right, of Nickelodeon than the sliming. You know, confetti is one thing. You can splash some, you know, beer, soda, Gatorade, whatever you want to do. But to be truly slimed, I think, is truly Nickelodeon.
Absolutely, and that's all part about it. And I've always, like, I remember watching TV, it's like, oh, those guys are getting slimed. That'd be cool to be on that show. And now all of a sudden I'm like representing that show and representing that brand. So it's truly something really cool I can relate to going back from as far as I can remember.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a blast. There'll be so many fun elements and activations around the race. So you know that the fans are going to absolutely love it. They're going to love to kind of reminisce along with and cheer along their favorite cartoon stars as well as their favorite drivers, which would be you. But let's talk a little bit about it, because, you know, we just talked with Kyle Petty. I did mention it, and he mentioned how much he thought you did, you just as far as making the most of opportunities. NASCAR is all about that. You have definitely done that at every turn. You had to do it throughout your entire racing career. But talk about the relationship that you have with Richard Petty Motorsports, and I think it's Biagi Denbesti, and the time that you had sitting in for Eric has kind of led to this opportunity as well.
Yeah, it's been a fun relationship that had just started a handful of months ago when I had to jump in and fill in for Eric. And we really hit things off over there with everybody at RPM, and it was great for me to my debut in the Cup Series and just go out there and make the most of it and continue to progress and show, you know, potential sponsors and team owners like, hey, yeah, all right, I can do this and I know what it takes to win. So it's been a lot of fun. You know, I stay in contact and have that relationship with the king, and everybody at RPM is really special.
Yeah, and you think about this too, is you've showed that versatility to be able to win and really race well at a number of different series. You did well at Xfinity. And then when you're sitting in for Eric, and then he got back into it, and then the number six car, Roush, kind of faded away there as far as that car being available, to be able to wait. I know last time we talked to you, you were in a little bit of a limbo. You got a chance to do the truck race, and then you come out. I mean, how clutch is that? And no pun intended again, to go out there and win that. I mean, I don't know that there was a lot of pressure on that race for you, but you certainly wanted to do well, and you did. Talk about the excitement of that, because that was amazing for all of us.
Yeah, that was one of those moments where you yell Kobe when you get out of the car, because that was pretty clutch.
Yes.
It was really cool and really special to be able to pull that off and get back to victory lane. Everybody knows it had been way too long and a long time coming for me to get my win back going. So it's been really cool to look back on that. And honestly, I was watching that race again earlier today. I fast forwarded to the last 30 laps and sat here while I was signing some trading cards and just watched the last 30 laps of that truck race. So it's cool to be able to reflect on that and use that. I definitely got to use that momentum and that confidence that I have built up from that truck race to go into next weekend.
Talk a little bit about the equipment, because, you know, Roush is a longstanding great team, had championships and all that kind of stuff. So you had decent equipment there. And then obviously for Richard Petty Motorsports, you have some great equipment. How important is that? Or is it the kind of thing that do you feel confident as some, you know, you can get into anything and do well or win? It's always great to have good stuff.
Yeah, you know, definitely equipment is a huge part of the game. If you're in mediocre equipment and you're the best driver out there, it's really a tall task for you to go out and put it in victory lane. So it takes driver, it takes team, it takes equipment, and it just takes attitude from everybody involved to be successful. And I think we have that going for us. Next weekend at Chicago, the IG Dembski Racing has done a lot of great things in the sport, especially in the Xfinity Series. So they got a long track record and track history. So I think they said the last time they ran at Chicago was 2015 with Eric, and they were really happy with the car. So obviously some updates and changes have come about since then. So we're looking to be on top of it and go out there and showcase our speed.
We're excited. We're excited to see it. We're excited to see you out there. The future is obviously, as we know, very, very bright, and great to see another installment of Bubba Wallace experience and career right here at Chicagoland Speedway as we kick off the playoffs next weekend. So, Bubba, thanks for what you're doing. Give out your social media if you've got it, if you want to go ahead and share some of those things, some of the kind of things that you are doing on either your downtime and certainly at the track as you prepare for things, as people gear up for next week.
Yeah, for sure. You know, just be staying in tune with me on all social media channels, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. It's all at Bubba Wallace. You'll get all your first stop needs there for me. And we'll be ready to battle next weekend in Chicago.
He is the driver of the 98 Nickelodeon Slime Ford, the one and only Bubba Wallace. Thanks for what you're doing, and thanks for being on the show today.
All right, brother. Thank you. Have a good day.